At least to me, some of those links seem a whole lot more natural than others, particularly the one between samadhi and knowledge and vision of the way things are. For instance, the bodhisattva was really good at concentration, but he wouldn't have described himself as having knowledge and vision of things as they are back when he was studying with Alara Kalama.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of right view. That's why this whole path is important. You can't just sort of isolate one thing and think that you'll get the whole picture. Like yesterday's sutta is really an important piece. So you have to see these different teachings that the Buddha gives, seeing them kind of lining up as kind of, what is the overall picture? Like a kaleidoscope, finally sort of coming to some sort of point or clarity. So that it's true. That is an essential piece of knowledge and vision of things as they truly are. Because without that concentration or the stability of mind or the steadiness of mind, then one does not see things as they truly are.